All right.
I guess we'll open up for questions.
Playing Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I was ready to play, you know, last week in my head. You know, but that was, you know, I think that's how I always think. So, you know, we'll let Coach make that decision. My job is to show up every day. You know, nothing changes for us. He monitors the quarterbacks just like he does every day, just like he does each position. And then we'll go from there. But my job doesn't change. I just got to go out there and practice hard and, you know, show them that I'm ready.
How have your symptoms declined or stayed the same over the last couple of days?
I mean, it just hurts. You know, there's really nothing much more to it. It just, you know, it hurts. But it's not like anything that's like, oh, man, if I take a hit, I'm worried. It's not like a worry, you know. It's just one of them things you got to deal with, just like everybody in the NFL right now.
Do you wear any extra protection padding or protection or?
You know, we've talked about it. You know, we've talked about putting something on there. Maybe. Just depends how it feels going through the week. But it's nothing where I think I need to right now to protect it or anything like that. I'm really not worried about it.
There's an instance in that game where EJ took a real shot to the back.
Yep.
He sacked it. Your understanding that what the situation with your injury, that it can't be made, maybe it would be painful, obviously, but it can't be made considerably worse by taking a blow?
You know, I think anytime you take a hit like that, there's always a chance for anything. You know, and I think that's the risk that we take every time we take the field. You know, it's a violent game that we play, more violent than people realize just watching it on TV. You know, but with that said, I mean, I think it's a risk every single week that, you know, yeah, you could get hit. You could break your ankle too. You know, you could break your finger. You can do a lot of things. So, you know, it's just one of those things, man. You take a risk every time you go out there.
Your brother is restrictive on making any types of throws, is it, in terms of this type of thing, or
no? If it was restrictive, I wouldn't put my teammates in a bad spot. You know, that's for sure.
Your brother said you were surprised at the initial diagnosis. What were you kind of expecting after that Denver game?
Well, you know, I knew it hurt really bad. I'll be honest with you, it hurt so bad that I was like, I kind of hope it's something rather than a muscle. You know, like. You know, I hope my pain tolerance is a little better than that, you know, and sure enough it was. But, you know, when I first heard it, I was just shocked. Like, first of all, I didn't even know what that was. I think like a lot of people. But my brother actually did the same thing. So it's good to have a big brother that has broke his back also.
Well, Tony Romo and I guess Cam Newton both had it. Mm-hmm. They both came back in about a week, I believe. Uh-huh. You didn't reach out to either of those guys, did you, to try and find out what?
No. You know, I have, you know, my own doc. You know, I got our trainers and our doctors here. Anything that ever goes on, those are the people that I cling to.
What was it that gave you the confidence to push to play last weekend? Was there something that you thought, okay, like, I can do it?
The thing that pushed me to want to play was I wanted to win. You know, I wanted to show my teammates and my coaches that no matter what, I'm going to do anything I can for my team. Show our city and our organization that it doesn't matter what happens, I'm going to do everything I can to be out there. You know, those are the things that motivated and pushed me. It wasn't like a moment or anything like that. Those were the things from as soon as I was told and heard, you know, oh, it could be up to 6 weeks. I said, okay, we'll see. You know, maybe there's something wrong with me. Maybe there's something wrong in my head that thinks that, no, I can come back faster than that. You know, I don't know. But, you know, I just, you know, I serve a big guy, so, you know, I'm glad that he could help me there.
Derek, in watching last weekend, what things did you get to see that maybe where you guys need to improve on this offense to get back on track?
Oh, we just got to be efficient. You know, when I'm sitting there, you know, watching the game, and when you watch it from the sideline, it's really hard, you know, to sit there and see certain looks and see things going on, you know, with all those kind of things, but. You know, I think that if we can just be efficient, and each man has to do their job. You know, we talked about that actually before I got hurt. When we went to the Denver game, I couldn't do too much. You know, I just can do my job, take what they give us, and when the big players are there, you make them. And I think that goes for everybody, is if each man just does their job and doesn't worry about anything else, I think that we'll be better off.
Mentioning your desire to win, knowing the situation this team is in and lost three straight games and more than that,
the division being as tough as it is, this is kind of a make or break week with that game coming up on Thursday for this team. Does that factor into your decision making at all?
You know, I don't think it's ever a make or break week, to be honest, until it's like really eliminating.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you understand the importance of this.
Yeah, but it's never, you know, any athlete will tell you that, but I do understand the importance of every game, and that's why I tried so hard to get back for last week.
Couple of things. I guess Jack had mentioned that you apologized or said sorry after you found out about the diagnosis.
Yeah.
Your brother had said on television that, you know, you were kind of disappointed to not be able to, where did that kind of come from? Was it the offensive struggles before you went out? Like, what was that?
It was just my love for this team. You know, when I found out, I told him, I said, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that I won't be, you know, 100% right now. You know, I felt bad, you know, because I care so much about this team and this organization that even though I had a broken back, I still felt bad that I couldn't be out there to help. Because as you guys know, I sat there for two games last year and had to watch knowing there's nothing that I could do to help. And it is a lonely feeling. It hurts because I see the sacrifice all my teammates make, and I just want to be out there to help them, you know, because I believe that I can.
The Chargers are last in rush defense. I mean, I know you guys are trying to get that ground game going. You see opportunities there, not so much from what they've done, but what you guys have been trying to establish is what they're
doing. Yeah, absolutely. You know, watching the, you know, the run plays from the Baltimore game, you can see like, oh, man, you know, we're doing some really good things. And you can see a couple where, man, we're, you know, a hair away. We're just a right step away or a footwork away or a quarterback boot away. You know, I think a couple in the Denver game were, man, if I just, you know, if my boot was better or if I could hold the backside guy, you know, I always see those kind of things too that, you know, maybe it'd be a bigger play. So there's obviously, we see some good stuff, but we also see some, you know, 5, 6, 7 yarders that could be, you know, 12, 15, 20 yarders. I think that's what motivates us and pushes us throughout the week.
Derek, how do you explain the lack of catches in production from Amari last year?
You know, I really don't know. It's one of them things. You know, he's ran some really good routes, to be honest. You know, he's ran some good routes. He's obviously put some on the ground that he won back. I've missed him a couple of times. It's one of those. I think everyone on our team is a little frustrated at something, right? And that's just one thing that the frustration. You know, that part of it is what we got to get rid of, and we just got to go out and let it loose. You know, I don't think there's one thing like, hey, you know, it's this or it's that that leads to that. It's just, I think that if we can just go out there and cut it loose and just trust what we have and what God gave us, I think that we'll be better going forward.
There are guys like Rich Gannon and Tim Brown, you know, who play here, and they look at Amari and they say, they got to get him the ball early. They got to get him going. Is that just something easy to say from the outside, not that easy to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's a lot harder, and they know it's a lot harder to do when you're on the field, you know, and they know that, you know, but obviously outside looking in, yeah, we feel the same way. You know, we want to get it to him too, and all those things. And so they're right, you know, they're definitely right that we want to get it to him. But at the same time, we can't force something and make it, you know, try and be something that's not there. Also at the same time.
Derek, when you see Ingram and Bosa on tape, does the back flare up a little bit?
No. They know how I feel about them. They know I think the world of them. You know, obviously I've played, you know, Ingram a couple more times than I've played Bosa, but you know, we always enjoy competing against one another. And it's just one of those rivalries that is fun, you know. So obviously they're probably sitting there in their meeting rooms, we got to hit him in the back and all those things, but you know, I think we'll be all right.
A couple more here, guys. Derek, even before you went out, the offense was stalling out a little bit in Washington, again in Denver.
Yeah.
Could, in a weird way, sitting out this week help you kind of diagnose what's been going wrong and get you guys going on the right track again?
Well, you know, against, you know, you look back at Washington, and I feel like that's an anomaly. And then you look back at the Denver game, and we actually did some really good things against a really, really good defense. You know, we had a chance to win the game, you know, at the end. And so that's, against that defense, that's all you could ask for is a chance to win. And then I look back, you know, me sitting there and watching, you obviously can, anybody sitting there watching, standing there, not inside the lines, can be like, oh man, that looks good or this looks good, but you got to go out there and do it, you know. So, you know, it did help in a sense, you know, for my body to have 7 more days of rest, you know, but mentally I'm still locked in. You know, I prepared you know, for that game like it was the Super Bowl, just like I do all of them. And so, you know, nothing changes, you know, mentally. I think more physically it was just another 7 days, I think, that, you know, coach felt was good for me.
How much do you notice the air that's here practicing?
The air, it smells like someone's barbecuing. You know, to be honest, that's what I thought. Like, I didn't know that it would, you know, travel like that. You know, my heart really goes out to the families, though. You know, when something like that happens and then someone tells you what it really is, you just sit there and think, like, you know, you're fortunate, you know, you're blessed. So, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with all the families that have lost houses, loved ones, you know, that kind of stuff. That's real life. You know, that's hard. You know, being 2 and 3 is not hard. You know, when we really think about it, you know, doing that kind of stuff, that's what's really hard. And our prayers are with them that they could have peace and encouragement.